views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire. Back with content, millions of downloads, taking the world by force. Join the Empire today at DVMPE.com.
Groovy.
Fucking relatable. And this is a series of not necessarily related stories about not being able to relate. Coming back to the show is Pat.
Hey!
How'd you like your last experience on the show?
Oh, I still have nightmares about it.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool.
And even though she wasn't there at the start, so this isn't necessarily her maiden voyage, she joined in on the Germany episode.
Hi, guys.
It's Ashley. Hey. I feel like we didn't really get a proper enough, like, build.
That's okay. Yeah.
It's very muted.
Ashley is drinking wine, so just so y'all know.
Ashley is drinking a lot of wine.
Yes. Ashley can stand to drink more wine. It's fine.
That's fine, yeah.
There's two more bottles of wine. Don't worry.
And I will drink
about
them.
The wine.
I will drink them. I will save some for Nick, but I will drink some.
Yeah, at least finish that one first. Let's not crack them all open right now.
I think she should mix them all together.
I've done
this
before.
Well, one is already
though.
A red blend. That would be a blend of a blend, and that's not cool.
That is very cool.
I could probably handle that, though.
Are you also...
I don't know if this is the time to find out since I have a 1 hour drive home, but yeah, I mean, I probably could at some point handle that.
I'm sure it's not. Especially if you're going to leave like right after we're done. That's not a good idea.
No, probably not, though.
All right, then.
Now that that's settled.
Yeah. I'd like to thank one of my old bookstore cronies, Tony, sorry for the rhyme, for the term naked time. Tony was a true Goomba. He always talked about having naked time with his girlfriend. I'm glad he felt so comfortable with me, his supervisor, that he could discuss that with me. And in case you couldn't tell, welcome to part two of the debacle. Previously on Unfucking Relatable, we had a lengthy origin story and that probably wasn't all that entertaining, like, except for to people who enjoy my misery.
We all do.
It was, however, necessary, I thought anyway, that listeners understood how deeply I loved Debbie and the lengths I was willing to go for her. You're going to hear even more of that in another episode, Lucky You. I was 20 years old and wanted to marry her after only three months. Nearly twice as old now, marriage seems like the dumbest fucking thing I could ever do. But alas, it isn't. That's what is the subject of today's story. Nick is already chuckling because he can't wait. During the whirlwind that was Debbie, there was a truly golden opportunity that I still kick myself about. Forget about the Riot Fest weekend pass. This was like burning a winning lottery ticket. We were at Debbie's friend Lizzie's and Lizzie's mother's apartment. Two scummier people I didn't know.
You talking about Debbie too?
No, that Lizzie and her mother.
Lizzie and her mother.
Two. Okay, I got it now.
All right, yeah, I'm there. We're here.
Okay. I mean, physically scummy.
Oh, ew. Oh,
my God. They were nauseating to be around.
Ew. Like they smelled or what?
Like you could see, like... almost like grease.
Okay, you know what? I'm good now. Yeah, I've got it. Okay, cool. Thanks, right. I got it, yeah.
Lizzie's sister Maggie was all right as a person, but I can think of anywhere. Oh, yeah, Liz, and Maggie was there, too.
Oh, God.
She was fine. She wasn't as bad, but between the three of them, I would have rather been anywhere else but this apartment. Debbie had even given me a haircut there once, and the only thing that kept my focus away from the grossness of the place was the fact that Debbie was practically giving me a lap dance at the same time to divert my attention.
That must have been really hard to give you a haircut then at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, she did go on to kind of do hair professionally, so I don't think it was that big of a deterrent.
Okay.
She also had a brief run as a dancer, so so she's combining all of her skills.
So she was just trying to like make more for. Yeah, I see. Okay.
I need a new salon.
Nick's like, where do I go to get lap dances while I get my hair cut?
Supercuts.
oh yeah. Thanks.
I didn't say you'd want the lap dance, and it's almost like of an incidental nature.
Oh gosh.
But on this occasion, Debbie and the two sisters were going to Zero Gravity.
Oh, I remember this place.
A shitty dance club for people too young to drink.
Yes.
When asked if I wanted to go, I could have just told the truth and said that I couldn't because I had to work in the morning. Nope. Fuck no, that place is retarded, is akin to what I actually said.
Oh, Bill.
I probably could have handled that better, but yep. I've always been acerbic at inopportune moments. The sisters had tried to turn the knife by saying they were going to help get Debbie laid for my not going. Where's a wrecking ball when you need it? Debbie assured me she was just going to dance, and not the kind of dance she would do later on.
She's just going to cut some hair.
I could just sit back and watch her dance, really, but I did have to work in the morning at my stupid menial retail job. These sister bitches wanted me to leave so they could get ready, and I was more than happy to oblige. But before I left, Debbie made me a counteroffer. She was going to take a shower and wanted me to join her. Based on everything you've heard in prior episodes, you can probably see where this is going. Have you gotten over my stupidity enough to keep listening? If so, I will tell you what was going through my mind. It's true that nothing should have been going through my mind, but the nasty of the resident family did factor in. Also, with them right outside the door, that made me a bit nervous. Looking back, I should have jumped at the chance to flip them the bird for rooting against me, but I didn't. Why? Have you even been listening to this show? Not yet. My last words to Debbie on the subject were the sweetest two words I could muster. Rain check?
Rain check.
Oh.
This was met with a face that the word bewildered does not do justice.
Okay.
Seriously, what the fuck is wrong with me?
I don't know, but right now, come on.
Maybe this is really the first sign that everything was going to crumble. She did look pretty shocked that I acted like this offer was a price cut on Tide. This fine, Nick.
I just want to point out that if they were that dirty of people, the shower was probably pretty unused and almost certainly spotless.
Yes.
Good point.
I did not think to inspect it ahead of time.
Yes, but good point.
Maybe, but it could be that the disease encroached on there regardless.
I'll give you that. You can have that. Okay.
Now, this was someone who I was in love with for 2 years, and she just asked me to shower with her fucking Yenta friends as our captive audience. What did I ever do to deserve the inability to act in my own best interests? Never before nor since have I been offered a singular event that I've wanted to capitalize on more than that, and I ask for a rain check. Part of me wants just to end this entire show right now. This is clearly the apex of social retardation. Look no further. I have the crown, and it's a bejeweled dunce cap.
Maybe you could use the rain check now, right? Because, does it expire at any time?
We never filled out the paperwork.
Fuck.
Yeah.
See?
Always fill out the paperwork.
Yeah, that should have been legally binding.
It would have been, yes.
And then you could have,
Right.
Well.
Right.
Yeah.
It would have been weird, though, you know, with her husband and, like, three kids.
Well, they could...
That would be strange.
I mean, that would be, like, a different audience, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Maybe a cleaner
Is it weird that that does more for me now?
Maybe a cleaner audience is absolutely I was gonna
say, is it
fact.
Weird that that still kind of works for me?
Yes, yes, that's okay. Very weird.
I think that's a little strange, yeah, but, yes, you know, I mean, it's okay, you know, but it's a little...
Is it? Is it okay?
It's okay-ish. It's okay with an ish, so it's kind of okay. You know what I mean?
So you feel a lot of regret for not doing this thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird like to think of this as a regretful moment. Because, you know, people say stuff like, oh, man, if only I would have done this one thing, my life would have changed.
Yeah, I think it would have changed.
No, I don't think it would have changed. I think it would have been awesome. But would things have, knowing everything else that I know, would my life have taken a drastically different? Probably not.
Well, you wouldn't be doing this podcast right now.
Maybe I would have been telling it more from a triumphant perspective.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I probably also wouldn't be telling it then if that were the case. Because this show's never been about my victories.
Yeah, no, you need to show about your victories. I want
you
hear
do.
That
I want to be
that
involved.
You got laid at some point.
What? There's like a couple of episodes.
I want to be involved in one where you got laid.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
That's a very
I mean, in an episode where you. That's not what I meant. Okay,
that's
just
a
sounds
very peculiar no, thing. To
that
say.
Just sounds wrong. That's not what I
it
meant.
Did.
That is
yeah,
not
it did.
What I meant.
It's the wine, I think.
But it's not what I meant. To regardless, I want to
well, no
hear
one
about
knows what you meant. It's no, it's any kind of weird thing. That's weird. Everything's weird.
Well, I'm weird, but like whatever.
That's fine. Weird's fine.
But I want to hear a victory.
You
getting laid story?
Not on this show.
Okay.
So you dated her for 2 years?
No.
Okay.
Hold. No. That's right. You have not been.
I have not. I know nothing about Debbie.
I don't either. So what's up?
So, oh my god. I should just say go back and listen to episode 3 because Jesus, I have to go through all that again.
I didn't know I had homework to do. I'm
well,
sorry.
I'm sorry. sorry, I don't actually have. So basically, I met her in like my senior year of high school. It was like it was a very kind of love at first sight thing. We didn't really get together until 2 years later.
Hmm.
And like it was just this insane. Fucking thing that
insane fucking thing.
No, it's
so we are talking
like,
about your victory.
Jesus
now.
Christ! none of it was a victory. Ultimately,
is but, any relationship really?
That, I think that's what I'm. I think I've said this on other shows.
Nice.
On other shows.
Nice, yeah.
They're like a backhanded, like so. Yeah. I'm not trying to like fuck you up here, but
to my girlfriend, I'm sorry for saying that.
But what?
I don't mean anything.
But your exes, you say.
Yeah, to the exes, they weren't worth it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, one of my exes commented on something on my Facebook and goes, oh, I just literally died. And I thought to myself, damn.
Good.
If only. You know, I mean,
then why are
I'm
you
saying,
Facebook friends with this person,
I don't even
then?
Know why.
You want them to die.
I didn't even know if I was. If, I didn't even know I was until
wait, then. you don't want certain Facebook friends of yours to die?
No, I don't, actually.
I think you're lying.
No, there's not anybody on Facebook that I'm friends with. The people that I'm not friends with, there's some of them.
Okay, that's...
Where you're like, if you died tomorrow, I'd be good.
I don't want them to die. I just don't want them to exist.
Are there people that are that you are friends with on Facebook only for business purposes that you wish you weren't friends with so then you could wish them death?
No,
yes.
Because I unfriend them. I unfriend them.
And oh, so you unfriend them and then you're like, now you may die.
Yeah. But I don't have current friends that I wish were dead.
But, like, to be honest, since I have somewhat of a soul, not a lot, but somewhat, okay. I'd be sitting there like, if this person were actually to die, I'd feel like it was my fault. And I might feel a little guilty, or I might laugh. I'm not sure.
You or you mean? Might like, laugh? Is that what was coming?
You might laugh at their death. Wow, that's really bad.
I don't mean that. I'm just, you know.
You want to hear me laugh about death? Listen to our last episode.
But, okay, so wait. You had a long relationship with
it's
Debbie.
It's not long. It was, no, it was
you months. Had some relationship
it was,
with
it was,
Debbie.
It was months.
Months, yes. But you never took the opportunity
no,
to have a
this
shower
particular. No, well, there were, no, it was, no, because we didn't live together or anything like that. So it was like, we didn't, it was always kind of neutral sites, I guess would be the
like
way
friend
to...
dates. Dates with friends, you know, you go out like as a group.
And words with friends.
And words with friends, yeah. You could date some of those people that you have words with friends with, but I don't know.
That's probably boring.
Pressure's like, I think you can do
like,
that.
Like, how can you triple word score in life?
Because, like, date them, like, once and then, you know. Like, fuck them once and then be like, okay, well, we're still friends.
And asked and answered, they were dead.
I guess. Asked and answered.
Yes.
I'm sorry. There was a question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You never took the opportunity to
experience. Not specifically. No. Yeah, that's a bummer.
So taking a shower with somebody actually kind of sucks because it's really hard to do much stuff in there. You know, it really is.
It ain't hard. And
usually, you know, if you're standing in the back, you're freezing. Because you're not getting the water on you, or you're getting too much water on you. It sucks.
I don't get cold easy, so I'm all right with
that.
So
you'd be okay with that, okay?
She was also very small. Okay. Not like, you know, legal dwarf small.
Legal dwarf, okay.
Like, I'm like 5'4". Was she
was an illegal
shorter
dwarf.
Than you. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she was like 5'1", maybe.
Okay, yeah, so she's little.
Thanks. Yeah. Little. As someone on a prior episode said, what was the golden retriever?
Oh. Jeez.
She looks like a golden retriever.
No, it was the way I was sort of describing her in this flowery way.
I just picked up the microphone, but I'm playing wine glass, sorry.
And some of our weirder panelists.
Well, I would say that this is probably not a bad episode. You just did not have sex. Did she go on to get laid after zero gravity?
No, not at zero gravity. No. Okay.
That would have been wrong.
No, because I
can't touch anyone there.
No, because I did end up. This is the sad part. So I said
this is the sad part.
This is the sad part.
No,
hold
Nick.
On. Wait for it.
Laughing so hard right now, it's not even real.
I may say this a few more times. This is the sad part. So even though I said I wasn't going, I still ended up picking her up from the fucking place.
Well, yeah. And why?
I don't know.
You didn't want her to get laid by someone else.
Oh, is that why?
It's weird that would happen.
Maybe.
That's, like subconsciously, that's you were kind of jealous-ish?
I probably wasn't subconscious.
Okay.
I was jealous as shit
all
the time.
Cool. He admits it, guys. That's awesome.
All the time. I death stared many people. More than I do now.
Because she was giving haircuts to them.
No, it was just because we'd go to like even like a Fridays. And I don't think it was my imagination that dudes were just staring at her. So there are two ways to deal with that. You like badge of honor, or what I did, which is just be fucking defensive the whole time.
Yeah, but
not like to her, but always like head on a swivel sort of a thing.
Do you want her not to be attractive so no one would look at her?
No, Pat. Well, now she can be as unattractive as she wants. I don't care.
Because she's married and you can't have her anyway.
This is right. Years ago, right?
Right. Unless rain check is legally binding.
Yeah.
Okay.
In which case,
are you friends with her on Facebook?
No.
Fuck. Are you friends with her on any social media?
No.
Because there's like 72 billion of them now. Okay.
No. What was at one point? And they're like, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
no, really, because there's certain people too where it's like it's torture. Like an ex of mine
exactly.
who lives in Australia. I'm like, ew, bye.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because he lives in Australia.
No, because he's whatever. He's just a fucking.
You don't like Australian men.
He's
guess.
A fuckface. But yeah. That too.
That's what I hear about Australian.
That they're fuck faces.
Yes.
All of them?
What?
That she's a fuck face.
Is she a fuck face?
I never think of a woman as a fuck face.
Men are fuck faces.
That's very sexist of you.
Yeah, it is very sexist.
Oh, shit. Now what?
No, I. It's like getting certain names you don't like. I don't like. All right, I used it in one podcast, but I don't like saying cunt. I don't like the word.
Because you even said it weird. You said
I said it half under my breath. Yeah, I don't like the
like,
word.
Like, yeah, but here's the thing. Even
I,
like...
I'm certainly not a prude. I said it on another episode. It was... But I felt it was warranted. It was like the one time, like, all right, if there was somebody who was, this person is.
Yes.
So,
right.
So it's like anything when people worry about, you know, oh, well, you swear too much. The words don't even mean anything anymore.
That
I reserve
does,
certain ones for like, that's one that's like, not, when you know it's coming, when you hear it out of my mouth, that's a big deal. I will say fuck a million times and it doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. I understand that. It's almost like an adjective at this point. That fucking thing. You know what I mean? It doesn't actually, it's not a descriptive term.
It can be.
It can be, but that's not how I mean it.
Yeah.
But no, I don't. Yeah, I guess fuckface I think of as something I would call a guy. And that's not something that I wouldn't say. I would totally call a guy a fuckface and have on numerous occasions. Mm-hmm. But it's almost too vulgar a term to use for a woman to me. I can.
Unless she like really hardcore.
I guess.
Yeah. Unless she looked like a man.
Unless she's,
here's the thing. It's different because I'm a woman. I'm the only woman here. So like when I get pissed at chicks, you know.
You will call it.
Yeah. Fuckface. Right. Yeah. But I guess that's okay.
Cause that's you. Right. You can use that.
Yeah.
I mean, we could use it. I choose not to.
Which is, yeah, I mean, that's a good thing.
Yeah, we're getting really far away from the story here of this. So was this the end of this relationship?
Not then.
Oh, okay.
Although,
okay.
Maybe it was.
Maybe it was because you said no.
Maybe it was.
Maybe you could have followed it up with rain check because your friends are disgusting.
Well, they were in the room. And even though I couldn't stand them,
you didn't want to make them feel bad.
Yeah, because like I still had to wait for her. So like it would have been like a really awkward next like 7 minutes or so. Where I'm, oh, hey, I know I just called you filthy and gross, but I'm just gonna wait right here.
Yeah, and you're disgusting.
And make sure I find some sanitizer as soon as I get out of here. Thanks.
You know where they have sanitary things like soap. In a shower.
I don't know that they did.
But here's the thing. Regardless, there was going to be a naked chick in the shower,
This is the...
I'm saying!
You would have actually gotten to see boobies that day.
You would have gotten to see boobies and a lot of other things. You know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say?
You would have marked it on your calendar. Today, I saw boobies.
Do you know what I mean, Jellybean?
As a result, I never did mark that day in my calendar.
But you should have fucking marked this shit in your calendar.
Yeah. I didn't have a calendar then. But
because you didn't see boobies. Once you started to see boobies,
I don't know. My Google calendar is very full. I don't know.
But boobies make the top 10.
I'd have to put it as an anniversary so that it would come up and remind me.
Yeah, and you'd have to make like the color of it like something really that stands out. Then,
well, I think I would just have a circle with a dot in the middle of it.
Yeah, oh, bro, yeah.
That like would be boobs. Yeah.
Boobies are always a big calendar event.
Yeah, they are.
Note to self.
I just want to point out that I think this episode has now made the record for this show for the most
use of boobies. Yeah,
boobies is a
because
great word.
I think it's the first time boobies has been used at all in this show.
Yes,
we might be going for a podcast record overall of use of the word. Who do you think she used boobies more?
Not anybody but.
There's a million improv podcasts out there.
Sex nerd, maybe they use boobies a lot.
Sex nerd.
Yeah. Well, they probably use like far more. Whatever.
Clinical Over? Terms?
Oh, I thought you meant like far more the old pharmacy store.
That too. Yeah.
But that would have been a proud moment. You could have celebrated that forever.
You
but...
think that's the whole point of this episode,
there's zero pride. Yeah.
There's zero pride. Yeah, the whole point of this show is zero pride.
Well, I hope one day you get to see your boobies.
I mean, I shower every day. But you said that I get to see my boobies.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
yes.
But you get to see boobies on somebody who's the opposite gender of yourself.
Thank you. Yeah, you had to make sure. You could have just said, you know what I mean? Someone else's. Yeah. And then we still could have gone
or somebody else's in general. Even if it's a bro, just somebody else's.
Yeah,
because
you might get to see Nick's boobies at some point. You know, you never know.
I think those are technically broobies.
Broobies. Brobies.
Not particularly Nick's but just a bro, yeah, that would be Broobies.
Broobies. I think Brobies.
Brobies?
Yeah.
Y'all are funny.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm just, I.
Are you appalled?
Yeah, these episodes, you like, I really believe that maybe you've never gotten laid.
Are you bothered by, okay, so that's what bothers you? So what's worse, this? Is this worse than the pushing the old lady in the corner?
Did you see the old lady's boobies?
No. No.
Then.
Okay, but it comes down to boobies. Okay, so
when you say it, do you mean life, like everything?
Life comes down
to, I think, life in just general comes down to seeing boobies, Dave. So,
okay,
you know, I don't know.
Okay, I mean, I've seen boobies, just not in on porn. This day,
not on this day, on not this on, particular
or
woman.
This day,
this
currently.
Day too. Okay.
I mean, I was at work earlier. Yeah, I was at work earlier, and yeah, it's a Saturday afternoon. There's plenty of time.
Yeah, there's chance to see boobies.
There's a lot of time. What time is it? It's only freaking...
Oh, like 5?
Like, actually 4:58.
So what a call.
Far more time than
this is where my skills are really. I'm a human sundial.
Yeah, you just put on a jersey and go to the bar and pick up some ladies there.
As long as you say you're the dude on the back of the jersey, you're good.
I have to what?
As long as you say that you're the dude whose name is on the back of the jersey, you should be okay.
I have a shirt in my car with my own face on it.
Well, you know what?
So then, there's no question.
No!
Is that
that's
you?
Perfect.
Yes, it is.
Then I don't have to lie.
No.
Yeah.
And
I was saving it for a special occasion.
This might be... This might indeed, though,
I don't know,
be the special occasion.
Do you think we're going to C2E2? Do you think there might
there's boobs there? Yes,
where the show is going to where the show is actually going to premiere that day?
Oh, this
that's
one?
Awesome.
Well, not this one.
Oh,
the first one.
Shit. What? Yeah.
But I mean, the cosplay boobies, those count.
Yeah.
But what if they're, like, purposely fake? Like, they're, like, what if they're, like, Total Recall?
Yeah, but I think
at this
count.
Point, everything counts for you.
Just for me,
You need all the boobie experience you can get.
Just me?
Yeah, just for you, yes.
I've always felt like there was a different set of standards for me.
I just wish we could record Nick's reactions to this and put them, like, on YouTube or some shit. Because he is literally dying.
And we're all happy about it, like you.
Yes, Nick is dying. Yeah.
Let's all unfriend him pretty fast.
It all comes full circle.
Unfortunately, that's true.
Damn.
Because, yes, this is just one of... This is... Actually, Nick, since you've been witness to all of these, is this the worst? It's... I think that's a fair question. Is this the worst?
Of the missed opportunities?
Yes.
By far. Just because...
You undersold that.
No. Let's be fair. The other missed opportunities, it was pretty clear what was going on.
This
one was literally spelled out.
If I would have had the rain check, I would have had it attached to the written invitation that it was on.
Yes.
To be fair,
please
if you had
do
an
this.
Actual rain check, I would... Hit you for trying to cash it in at this point.
That's not fair. No, there's a statute of limitations.
Knowing the full Debbie story.
I don't know the full Debbie
story.
I would hit you upside the head for trying to cash that rain check.
What if I did it because I'm vindictive?
I would still hit you.
But would that be better?
No.
Okay. I can't win with this guy.
No, you can't. You can't.
Jesus.
No, but I mean, seriously, I mean, you had a chance to... Get in a shower with a girl. I mean, so this is not the worst. I would say the worst opportunities were the ones that you didn't have an opportunity to, and you could have. You could have taken it to that next level, like, you know, the girls at the bar or whatever.
You think those are worse?
Yeah, I would say probably. This is like, you know, I mean, you were dating this girl. I'm assuming that you might have had sex.
It was a very brief, but... I don't want to get down that road.
That road?
Yeah, again.
Yeah. But I'm assuming that there's a possibility.
Tune in
to
episode 3 and 9. You'll get it.
Yeah. And, but you know, it's like, not tonight, honey. I'm not feeling it tonight kind of thing.
Oh, you're likening it to that.
Yeah. That's what I would say.
Wait, that you would say?
That I would say that this episode reminds me of. It's like,
okay.
It, you know,
I thought you were going to tell me that you used the, not tonight, honey. I don't want.
No, I would never do that.
That's
you
what
do that.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I've seen boobies before, so.
But like,
if this weren't, oh God, if honestly, it really did come down to just how nasty the place was.
I mean, no,
I've seen boobs in nasty places too, so.
I understand that.
I'm not opposed to seeing boobs in a nasty place.
Good to know.
But like, wait, okay. Like, but I've also had guy no here. I've mind. Also had guy friends though who like I've known for a long time where I've kind of done something similar to that, and they've been like,
done something similar to what?
Done something similar to that. Like, so you know,
rain
you
check?
Should really stay the night at my bed's completely vacant. Do you want to come stay with me? They're like,
completely vacant.
Yeah,
you use the word vacant.
No, but
do you have
like,
a
there's
sign?
Vacancy.
No, I don't.
Yeah, there's a vacancy sign. Above,
but like, you know, things like that, where the they're bed. Like, but because we were friends, even though we like,
she's making quote marks.
Yeah, I'm doing hand quotes. Friends,
making quote marks.
Yeah,
friends.
More like they wanted to, but they were like, fuck. I didn't think that was going to happen today, so. Shit.
Today?
Hold on, wait.
You know,
I mean,
week?
Yeah. I mean, no. Ready. I mean, yeah, but like, no? Like, you know what I mean? Like, they didn't even know
Hemming
what to
and
say,
Hawaii.
And it
yeah,
was
yeah.
like, no, I'm actually offering that. And they're like, but are you? Because I think that sometimes guys think, like, they're thinking something that we're not.
No, we have absolutely we no clue what to do when we're being hit on. We really don't.
You don't. Okay.
I mean,
how dare you relate to me?
Yeah.
Right now.
I guess I can relate
how
in that
you
aspect.
How shit all over me and
but,
then relate to
but
me?
But usually once I do figure it out, I turn it around.
Yeah. It's like, oh, wait, shit. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You are
yeah,
hitting
yeah,
on
I'm
me?
Good.
Okay,
it's,
yes.
Yeah.
By the time I figure that out, I've sobered up and it's too late.
And you're recording a podcast.
And you agree with
it. Look, the shows would not be, the show would not be very fun if it was just me boasting the whole time.
I'd like whatever. To hear one boastful moment, though.
It's not really a show.
Yeah,
it's
but
really
one.
A show?
One. One really awesome, like, I got this. I got it in this time. You know what I mean?
Literally.
I love
well, sorry, I mean, any kind of victory. Me yelling at that guy in the line to get out of the store because he was saying weird shit. That's not a victory?
Oh,
no.
That was the same episode where you used the word mongoloid.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
I
too
wish
soon.
I was there for that one.
Yeah, that was a few times.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
That I used it.
So those were your own personal victories,
then. Well, I mean,
is yelling
using,
at some
using,
guy in a store.
Using the word mongoloid is not a victory.
Actually, pronouncing it sometimes can be, so it's a mild victory.
I felt it was a nice hero moment.
But, I mean, was there ever a moment when a chick hit on you and you realize, wait a second, this chick is hitting on me, I am going to respond in a positive way.
Define positive.
with a positive outcome.
Where you were like, okay, yeah, I'll
okay,
join you in the shower. Yeah.
Where the outcome is positive.
Yes. Where you were like, okay, I'll join you in
no,
the shower.
No, we have
right now.
There's a level of comfort that we have to get to. Not you and I.
We're already at that level.
Yeah, we're
I'm
we're clearly long past that level.
Two, okay.
I'm not
going
to ask you
there.
To take a shower with me because
we're
I don't
already
like that
there. We're stuff, fine. So. I don't know. Like it, just the casual, the casualness of it, not casualty, Jewel. Sorry, that's a
like Jewel the artist.
Yeah, there. Yeah. Sorry, it's a reference to. She wrote a poetry book.
I have that poetry book.
She used the word casualty to mean casualness. And Kurt Loder was interviewing her, and he's like, "You know, that's not what that means, right?"
She's like, "Ha ha."
And
Alaska.
She's like, "No, it also means that." He's like, "No, it doesn't." Hmm. And that was like the end of the end
casual,
of the interview. It
no,
was awesome.
Casualness and
yes.
casualty are the same. Are
so
completely
okay.
different.
Kurt Loder for life,
yeah.
Everybody.
Let me just okay. So positive outcome being maybe that you got her digits or something,
or you at least
maybe
her
not that
or
you
something.
End up getting married after that. You know that's.
Believe me, I understand that. No, I'm fucking clueless. I'm beyond clueless. I'm helpless, hopeless.
I think you need Ashley irrepressibly to take you out to the bar, and she will tell you if they are hitting on you.
Wouldn't help.
Shut up.
Maybe you can get like a Bluetooth headset and she can be talking to you.
Can I get a Saving Silverman setup?
Yes, you can.
But listen, do you know how like dudes will sometimes not bother a woman when there's another guy with her? The same kind of goes for women nowadays. Most of the time. So if I was with you, they wouldn't, because they would assume.
So you have to be like.
I have to just be there. Like we have to be in a group.
I was going
to
say.
So if I were to bring them and I were to like be talking to these two, and then.
But we would be laughing at you.
But if it was just you and me, they might not.
So
I thought maybe it meant that you had to be a certain distance away.
No, yeah.
Like a 50-foot.
No, but if they knew we were at the same place, if we were there together, they might not. Okay. Because they would think that was not appropriate, you know.
That's not appropriate. I don't know what this is. but it's not appropriate.
Definitely
well, depending
not.
On how some people are so drunk they don't care. You know what I mean? So they'd be like, well,
I've been
care.
There, but that becomes like a total nihilistic thing for me. Like when I'm drunk and I don't care, I literally care about nothing.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be doing a podcast about those moments because you just don't care.
But if I couldn't go, I have to go with these two and be like, okay, so that girl's going to be hitting on you some shit. And then just be talking to these two. And then that might be different. If it was just you and I.
If there's no regret, there's nothing to talk about.
Right. That is true about life.
Look, I could sit here. Well, I actually can't because I'm trying to think of this entire time. I've had like this, this command going in the back of my mind, like think of a victory, and it hasn't come. it's just not there. But
now it's because you would feel like you were taking advantage of them in this situation, or like
no, they'd be taking advantage of him.
Well, no,
he's the one that's just oblivious to this thing.
I get that, but like, would he like, especially with the one that he didn't know? Would he feel like, okay, I don't know her, so if I did this, it would be right.
Totally. No, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, because a lot of guys feel like that. Like this wouldn't be right because she might regret it or whatever. And
well,
so
that's not really
that way too.
I mean, whether she was definitely wanting to do it or not, she's definitely going to regret it.
come on, that's not true. Wow. Give yourself more credit than that, please. You have to.
I will not.
This is where therapy would probably help.
This is my therapy.
Yeah. Has it helped?
Actually, I've had a great level of anxiety lately as a result of the show.
Me too. I grind my teeth. I was told by my dentist today. But anyway.
Because of his show?
No, because of anxiety.
I've been taking omega-3 fish oil again because I hear that helps. That's been better. So it's been a little better with that the last few days. But having to go into the mindset of all this is really hard. Like to remember all these things exact as I can remember them, how I felt in those moments, and then like it's not even regret, there's a level of shame that obviously is not great enough for me to say, let's not talk about it.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, like, so you need something to help you move along. And I would say
Metamucil.
Yeah, Metamucil. That'd probably work for you.
Damn.
No, I'm just saying that you obviously would want to be with these women, right? I mean,
I'll accept probably one, and that was in the first episode that we talked about.
Okay, so you want
I won't specify which one, just in case.
You want to get to that point, but something is blocking you. Some thought is blocking you.
Well, maybe.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something from a woman's standpoint. If somebody comes on to you.
Let it happen.
A lot of women, most women, are not going to come on to a guy that they are not attracted to. So if she did come on to you, because she really does see something in you that she wants, okay? So, and I think that some people, like, you know, they kind of like, they're like, is she for real? Because I don't feel like I'm necessarily, you know, like whatever it is, like, and it happens with women, with guys too, like, oh, he can't possibly be interested in me. Most people are not going to fake that. Do you know what I mean? Like, if they want you, they're actually, and they're working for it, that means that that's something that they're actually really okay with.
Would you like me to forward you Debbie's information? If I had it. So,
So we could interview her on the podcast?
No, so that...
Nick is shaking his head,
just so that
so
I can say that while I appreciate what you're saying, it is not empirically true.
I mean, it's not for everybody. There's obviously exceptions to the rule. Like, not
fingers!
There are. Like, there are people who are just so intoxicated or so whatever that they don't care who. They just want somebody.
Right.
But I think I think that might have been the Michael Vick girl already.
Yeah.
That one, possibly, because you didn't know her.
I think so.
But this one you knew? So she wasn't probably, she didn't have to know that she talked to you again. So, okay, if this happened, we're going to talk again, obviously, at some point. Right. So it's okay.
In
this case, there's nothing about it, like whether or not it was okay. I was literally just grossed out.
By the place. Okay.
I mean, it was this horrible, like,
smell.
No. No.
Aura in general.
I got this weird, like, dichotomy of, like, this is awesome. Yeah! Gross.
Your half of this place is fucked up, yeah.
Yeah. I would have rather have gone into the hallway.
Okay, the hallway.
Well, you could
have.
You could have.
You never offered alternatives.
That's true.
And you could have. And she might have taken them.
Son of a bitch.
Like,
that's what I should have.
The shower, but I would like to take you outside someplace to get away from here.
And I mean, in the actual hallway of the apartment building. Yeah. Not like the front hall of the apartment itself. To be fair, the whole building was gross. But that was less gross out in the hallway. I mean, probably. I probably would have at least been taken out of when they had the yipping in my ears, as well as the, I wouldn't have seen the caked on grease.
Yeah.
I think Ashley wants to throw up after hearing that.
I'm okay. So. I mean, I have wine, so I'm good.
Yeah, you're good.
Woo! Yeah. Man.
Yeah. Gosh, this was also helpful.
Are we assholes or are we helpful?
No,
I'm trying to help the man find happiness.
Well.
And by happiness, I mean get laid at some point.
Well.
He has, but just not these particular times.
I mean, I don't want to sit here and make a whole calendar of just booby days.
Those are the best days.
Nick's reactions are literally
the best way to.
I mean, maybe
time
if I could make
days.
Those as like Facebook memories.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you could. Be,
you could.
You know
booby
what?
Booby day
That's
number ne- 32 or whatever.
Next one. I'm not.
The day I could have saw boobies will be
you
your
know what?
Next
it's,
memory.
It's tacky to number them.
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds boastful.
But it is. But okay.
That sounds. I'm not.
You'd probably be like.
I'm not Larry from Three's Company. Okay, I'm not. You know, not
come and knock on my door.
Yeah, not gonna make a. You know, an entire journaling of conquests or something like that. Especially when it's just saw boobies today.
That's the best.
But I think
the
that's
best post
offered
ever.
To
so,
see boobies.
So tell you what, if you see on Facebook, or like if I for some odd reason tweet, which rarely happens. Which you can tweet us at UnrelatedCast. Maybe I'll read it.
I have that. I gotta go look at that. Okay.
I will probably. Okay, if you tweet me, I will look at it. I don't otherwise use it unless somebody brings it to my attention.
Are you telling people to send in their boob pictures to you?
You know what? I wasn't. And I'm.
That's what it sounded like.
And
to
I'm
me.
Not. I can't stop people from doing that.
So if they want to, they
so
can.
So you're not
and you
encouraging.
Won't be offended.
I'm not saying anything.
But if they did it, you would not be offended.
Nick
is that what you're
is
trying to say?
A picture
oh,
right
I still
now.
Might be offended. but if you see a status update come from me that just says saw boobies today,
we'll know.
I'll make a macro so that I can just boom.
So you need a macro for this.
Well, I want to be able to do it right when it happens.
Okay, gotcha.
And I don't want to be like miss anything, so I just want
to
be able to because
boobies
like,
is a hard word to spell
log into,
sometimes too. You know?
I mean, I could use it with a calculator.
It's not the easiest one.
I mean, I could do it with a calculator.
Yeah, you could. You could do it with a calculator.
Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll have boobies on the calculator display, have a photo of it, and then I'll upload it.
But now all of your fans will know that you saw boobs that day.
Mm-hmm. Well, they won't because they. I'm not going to Facebook friend them. That's
what?
Weird.
What?
You can like Unfucking Relatable on Facebook. That's probably as close as we're going
to
get.
But if they send boob pictures, there's an opportunity
that
you might.
I will feel a little closer to you then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes
I mean, I don't feel comfortable with everyone I'm close with either. So let's let the weirdness roll. Yes. And we've broken Nick, and I think that's a good place again there.
Nick is laughing so hard he's almost on the floor. Not quite, but he's been there almost a couple times. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, in addition to if you have any stories also that you feel particularly unfucking relatable that you'd like to, you don't have to sign your name, but if you'd like to have a, you know, read them on the show and talk about them like this, please do.
Or if you have boobies and pictures of them.
Well, I'm not advocating that. I'm not damning it. These are things that people say, and I can't stop them. And
I'm not going to stop them. Is that what you're going to say next?
I'm not saying anything. but yeah, so if it just please make it an honest story. If I read it and it's like, oh, well, I was going to fuck this girl, but she turned into a bird. I'm like, no, obviously that's bullshit.
I think that might be the next podcast you're recording. The Bird Girl. That's what it's going to be called.
Yeah. But, so send it in if you'd like to be on the show. Maybe we can make that happen next season. Yes, I'm saying next season. This will happen again, like Twin Peaks.
Like boobies.
And Battlestar Galactica. All of this has happened before, and all of this will happen again. As we've learned throughout the course of this show, everything has a habit of repeating itself. Well, thank you guys for joining me. You're relieved of duty for this season. I hope you will come back next season.
Hell Thanks yeah. for having us.
Maybe you'll sit in my chair
and tell you about boobies.
I have stories that people would be like, is this bitch serious? And I would be.
Oh my God! Yeah. That's what
I think that next that season, would be true. I would
next season
to
could
that.
Be called
"Is This Bitch Serious?"
On fucking relatable season two, "Is This Bitch Serious?"
Can we do that?
Yes, I'm very into it.
I have some shit.
Any time that I don't have to fucking tell these stories is great. Yes. Hasn't happened yet, so hopefully again next season.
Maybe I will do that.
Until that time, this has been my life, and you're all just laughing at it.
But we're laughing with you, not at you.
You're a liar.
Okay. Yes, but still.
Memoriam Development.